Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, good evening, everyone. Yes, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. It's 8 p.m. here in the UK, and I know it's 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or even 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you're all welcome. Today, I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. We've got an amazing guest lined up here for you today as well. We've got a little bit change to the schedule. We was meant to have a good friend of mine, the psychic biker, on, but unfortunately, his wife is not too well. So we send all our thoughts out to his wife, wishing that you have a speedy recovery. But let me reassure you, ladies and gentlemen, today's show, or that slot, has been fulfilled by a lady that's really no stranger to Blog Talk Radio. She's a lady that's actually from the USA, but she's actually here in the UK. Shame that she's not in Studio One, because I know we've been having a bit of a ball, a bit of a laugh here before the show went live. And this is a lady that I hope that we have more contact. It's Tori. Hi, Tori.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing there?
I'm good. How's my British accent?
Well, it's good? I will say you're getting there.
Okay.
Tori, a few more times and maybe, maybe you'll get there. But Tori, you know, I was just saying there that we was having a bit of a ball, a bit of a laugh in the beginning, because you're eating roses.
Okay.
And so, you know, I will say, ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you are listening, you can hear rustling of paper.
That's it.
It is Tori eating. That's the one.
That's the one, yeah.
The roses, because I don't believe you have the roses there in the USA. And, you know,
no.
They're gorgeous, aren't they?
It's awful. We don't have them. And it's Cadbury roses. You know, we should just do the commercial, Mike. They should sponsor us here. And
definitely.
But we don't have these, and I have to tell you, I came here, I guess, a year ago, and a friend of mine said, oh, please, and she said it in a British accent, please bring me back Cadbury roses. I looked everywhere. I couldn't find a rose that rose flavor that Cadbury made. I'm looking for a rose chocolate bar, and I'm thinking, this is insane. I'm in Harrods. I said, do you have any roses from Cadbury? They were lucky. And I'm like, what? No. They found the most expensive rose petal stuff, but I don't want to buy that. It looked wrong, you know? So
it
now I found
it. Tastes very nice either, Tori, I would imagine.
it probably tasted like rose water, so.
Yeah, well, not as good as the ones that you're eating right now. I know that, you know, that the blue ones are my favorite because they are coconut. And you know, another good one that you need to try, and maybe you can try this live on air, is the green one. Not the green triangle shape, but the ordinary green one in the wrapper. So do you want to dive into that?
Okay, hold on everyone. We're going to do a psychic taste test. And this is because now I'm relying, everyone, just like you all are, on Mike's mediumship ability. With the green wrapper, hold on.
Green wrapper, and you know, this will only happen right here, Mike Spirit FM. That's all I've got to say.
You're absolutely right. Okay, everyone. He's absolutely the best medium in the world because this piece of chocolate is kick butt.
So we have your seal of approval from USA to the UK on the green wrapper of the roses.
It's coffee extract, so he's doing that, everyone, to keep me awake through the show. Very good.
Yeah, I think that's at that point that I call, or I say, I'm busted.
Gotcha.
Okay, so, Tori, I know that you're over here in the UK. I know that you're with a great friend of mine, with Julie.
Mm-hmm.
A big shout-out to hi, Julie. Julie, I don't know if you can hear us, but a big shout-out to you.
She can.
Okay, so Mm-hmm. What are you doing with Julie, first, Tori? Can you just tell us that?
Well, figures, Mike, you'd want to interview me just when I put a big, huge piece of chocolate in my mouth.
Okay.
Hold on. Wow, that was good. Okay, and into the moment. Now, what I was doing with Julie Bryant from Naked Dragon, that's the commercial, and what I was doing was I did this amazing event with her. She invited me to Chertsey. Well, wasn't it in Chertsey, though?
Yeah, in Surrey.
She just whispered Surrey, but...
In Surrey.
It's in Surrey.
Not Surrey.
Okay. Not sorry. I didn't apologize for it. I'm not saying I'm sorry. It's like, gee, everyone, I'm so sorry I was in Surrey. What? let me start again. So I was doing a seminar, Mike, on reading the Chakra Wisdom Oracle cards, which, as you know, is my new deck, and it just came out. And I was teaching that, and I was also working with the concept of multi-generational healing, and it was really... And as you know, and this is so, I love talking to my tribe, like other mediums and people who are into this work, because when other people join you in that energy, when you're on that vibe, it's the most amazing experience. And teaching people who really want to learn to tap into their intuition is just such an honor,
yeah.
As you know. And what I really realized the other day, I was driving to the MBS festival, which I spoke at here in London last weekend. And if you're listening to this, it was probably a long time ago. But as I was in the car, I wrote down this thought, which really came to me about the work we do, which is that, you know, you can't trust yourself if you're already doing it.
Yes.
And I think that most people who say to me, I need to trust myself, I feel that they're already doing it. And it's kind of like me saying, I need to get to Surrey. Well, you're here. You know, it's kind of, and I think a lot of our work is just confirming for people that what's happening to them is real and where they are is okay.
Yes, definitely.
And don't you find here I am interviewing Mike, everyone, but don't you find that one of the most interesting things, and this is one of the most fabulous moments that we all have in the work we do, you know, as psychic medium, is that moment when you connect with that other side and you share it with someone. And for that moment, that instant in time, they get what I like to say, truth bumps or goosebumps. And
yes.
When they get those truth bumps and you realize that all of the struggle you've had with your gift was for that moment with that person.
You know, there's no other feeling out there just like it, is it? You know, Tori? And you know, friends of mine often describe to me or say to me, you know, why don't I go out drinking of an evening time with them?
Mm-hmm.
Or why don't I take drugs? Because it's an amazing buzz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tori, the answer I always come back with, mm-hmm. I don't need no alcohol. I don't need no drugs. I have a better buzz every time I connect to the spirit world and give evidence of the continuation of life after death. You know, that's more than enough buzz for me because it's an absolutely amazing feeling every single time.
And it's so poignant, Mike, that we get to do this because it's kind of, I like to say sometimes I'll say we're Highlanders, you know, because we see each other.
Yeah.
And just for those of you really listening to what we're talking about, it's that significant moment when you click with a friend. You know, if you have a good friend you haven't seen in 10 years and all of a sudden you pick up in the same conversation where you were, or you know, when you're with someone and that moment just feels so right. And if you can imagine that connecting to your intuition is that level, it's a wonderful place to go in and out of. So when we get to do our work, as Mike and I are talking about, you know, when we get to do our work, Mike, I think the most beautiful thing about that is that, you know, we get to share that with people, at such a core level that it's you know, people say this to me. Do they say this to you? They'll say to me, how do you stay detached during a reading? And I always say, why would I want to?
Most definitely, Tori, definitely. You know, and it just brings my memory back to just a little while ago. And in fact, just Friday gone.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, let's go back the day before. Mm-hmm. Thursday, just gone. I was just about getting ready for bed. Mm-hmm. And I had a message on my Facebook asking me, can I talk to you? And I was like, well, you know, I'll give anybody time, Tori. I really will, you know. And I knew that this lady needed something. She needed a reading. And I was more than happy to give a reading. Not at that time, because I was just ready to get into bed.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, which is Friday gone, I accepted this lady on my Skype account and started giving her a reading. And it was only then that I realized, I mean, obviously, you know, I clicked onto her Facebook first, but I realized of actually who I was reading for, you know. And isn't it amazing the amount of people we come into contact with? Because this lady wasn't, you know, just an ordinary working lady like yourself, or I was going to say myself, but I've got to change that because I'm not a lady, I'm a gentleman. But this lady was a what I would call an A-listed celebrity out there in the USA, who actually needed some guidance in her life. Not just needed guidance, but a very spiritual lady. Obviously I'm not going to name any names right now. I'm sure that in time to come, the plan is to bring her on Mike Spirit FM, because the knowledge that she has of the spirit world is actually second to none. It really isn't, you know, it's an amazing gift that she has without realizing it. But you know, the spirit world takes us in so many different places where we need to be at the right time. And I know that goes on behind the scenes. And maybe, Tori, you know, your journey here to the UK, obviously it is for the right time. So let's talk about this journey. How long have you been in the UK, Tori?
Well, if I said to you spiritually my whole life, that would really be the answer that you and I can have, and then it would open up a bigger conversation. But I've only been here on this trip. It feels like an hour, but it's been 2 weeks today.
Amazing.
And you know, to tell you that and obviously, you know, we're coming up here at this recording, and I know this will date it, but we're coming up on the 70th anniversary of D-Day. And my father jumped on D-Day. He was a paratrooper, and he also jumped in Market Garden, and he was in the Battle of the Bulge. And I remember it was a very, very important day in my family, because my father always said, you know, it was the day that we finally said no to tyranny. He said, but I don't ever forget that that the British people never surrendered, and that's why we have the things we have today. So I have a lot of personal spiritual gratitude for what what England endured during that time frame. And I think for me, being here, especially during this time, is such an honor, because I can really genuinely say, I remember my dad said, well, you know, those flyboys, they just, you know, RAF, they just took us over and they dropped us, and then they got home. And I said, they just left you there? He said, honey, if I could fly the plane, I'd be flying it home.
Yeah, yeah.
and he used to, you know, my father was an actor, so I grew up in New York City theater kind of background, and he used to always say they flew us to work, but we had to walk home. And you know, the journey, I think the journey that we all took together is so significant in terms of our heritage. And I think one of the things that I really feel in the work I do, Mike, is that, you know, when I do a seminar, it's like if everybody doesn't get it, if one person doesn't get it, right, then nobody gets it.
Of course. Of course.
You know, and that's that moment for me.
For everyone, isn't it?
It's true, yeah.
Sorry, I know that you've got a new set of cards out. Mm. And they call Oracle Deck of Cards, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. It's called Chakra Wisdom Oracle. And one of the things that, and of course, it's what's great about this is that I had a near-death experience over 25 years ago. And I thought it was ridiculous, Mike. These angels came and told me these stories, and I wrote them down. And they wouldn't. The only reason I wrote them down, honestly, is because they wouldn't go away till I did.
Yeah.
And then they were on, I'm not kidding. I mean, they were on, like, these legal pads and notebooks, and I just would write them down and shove them in drawers. But I always had a sense that they were important, but I didn't know what to do with them. Years went by, and ultimately a friend of mine read one of them, and then his life changed just from reading the fable, and he started telling people. People were saying, I want to read these fables. What are they? And pretty soon I had fable groups, and these groups, it was mastermind groups. We would sit down, we'd study a fable, and then we would work with the color in the fable, and all of the angels, all of the fables came to me in color, and I didn't really understand, Mike, what it meant at the time.
Yeah.
But because, as you know how our gift works, we just trust it.
Of course. You just,
right?
I did it, yeah.
Yeah. So I just went with it, and what happened was, it took a number of years, but what happened was ultimately about 8 years ago now, maybe nine, I decided I wanted to really create this as a card deck. I thought these fables should be a deck of cards. And I started reading with them, and I'm not kidding, I drew them like stick figures, ugly stick figures on, like, what do you call them, index cards? They're like, you know, little postcard, you know, packs of cards.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could read with them. And then I hired an artist I found on the internet. And I sent her the manuscript, and I said, can you draw these cards? And she said, okay. It's going to take me a year. And I said, it's fine. And every week in my inbox for a year, a card showed up, and it was perfect. And I knew, Mike, that I was given this as a gift. Yeah. And so what I did was I said, well, I'll put these up on the internet free. So I created a website for them. And then I, not being completely naive, I went to China and had them printed. And I thought, okay, 10,000 copies. I mean, that's what I'll need. So all I can say is the day the pallets arrived on my driveway, I found out what 10,000 units looked like.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So... I put this thing up online, and people started buying these cards. They would say, great, I want a deck, and they were selling. And I sold all 10,000 off my website alone over a 2.5-year period. But what really, for me, was very, very significant is that when I put the website up free for people to use the cards, 6 months to the day after that, it was about 3 months later, the cards were delivered. So it was in February that the artist, Gretchen, died.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. And she was only 41. And she said, you know, Tori, before she died, she said, this has been the greatest year of my life. I was so, she said, I feel like, are there more cards? Is there another one? And I said, I don't feel another card. I feel another spirit.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel another card. And I realized when she died, she's only 41, I realized when she died that she was the next and final spirit. And so she brought us this deck in color, and she brought us these fables and these pictures. And, you know, Mike, and you know this, and everybody listening knows, when something's genuine, it starts its own evolution.
Of course, definitely.
And so that's what I find is happening here. It's very interesting. The first day we had the Mind Body Spirit Festival last weekend, right? And my Watkins Books here in the UK published the deck because I needed a publisher.
Yeah.
And I shot up in bed and I said, I'm going to the UK. I'm going to the London Book Fair. And everybody, all my friends in the US said, well, why don't you get it published here? That doesn't make any sense. It's because the UK is my spiritual home. And I love my, you know, I love my my psychic friends, you know, like yourself. They went, oh, okay. They just got it. They didn't question it. They were saying, what does that mean? You know? And I came over and I went to the London Book Fair and everybody said to me, oh, they don't buy books there. They just do foreign rights. And I said, well, I'm foreign, so we should be able to sell this no problem.
Of course, definitely.
Right. So it naive. But I had 6 meetings. And my first meeting was with Jo Lal from Watkins. And she looked at the cards and she had looked at everything and she said, would you mind changing the name to Chakra Wisdom Oracle? And it had a name, Color Wisdom Oracle.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's how I teach them. I teach them by chakra. And everything started to align. And I want to tell you, it has been a year and 1 month since I met Joe. I signed my contract within 3 months. I delivered the manuscript in September. They then said, we need to do a workbook with this, so I'm doing the toolkit, which I then spent another 6 months writing. And I have a platform of a publisher that really wants to work with me and what I'm doing. And I have to tell you, that is the most incredible gift when you find a place. My dad used to say, always go home from the dance with the boy who brought you.
Yeah.
And, you know, other I've been approached by other publishers, and I said, you know, I'm staying with Watkins. They're my people.
Yeah, of course.
And you know something, Mike? This is something I'm going to bring this up tonight as maybe an overall topic, if I can throw it out there. I want to talk tonight about loyalty and honor, you know? And honoring our commitments and being loyal to the people who are loyal to us.
Definitely, you know, and that's a subject that, you know, I can understand definitely. You know, because it is a subject that we kind of shy away from, totally, isn't it?
It is, and you know, you said something beautiful offline, which I'm going to say, is that, you know, you wanted to go to the States a year ago, but your brother-in-law crossed over and your family needed you.
That's right.
And you stayed and did the honorable thing.
I did.
I want to acknowledge you for that. Because, you see, there's so many times, everybody, and I want you to know this, there's so many times in our lives where it's like we can do something that really would further us or this moment of, and you know what? By doing the honorable thing, it ups your internal value. You know, my dad used to say, hey, you want self-esteem, kid? And I go, yeah. And he go do a esteemable act.
You know, and there's a, you know, your dad never spoke a truer word there, Tori.
Well, he spoke a lot of stuff, crazy stuff, but I love
him. Okay, so, Tori, let's come back to the cards. Where can people get a hold of them? They can get them on Amazon, can't they?
Yeah, they can go right on Amazon, and they're for sale in the U.S. You can pre-order them right now in the U.S., and if you're in the U.K., you can get them. In fact, they released them here a week early because the demand was so high. And Amazon has kind of like they sold out, then they're back in. So it right now it's showing on Amazon. It was showing like we have 12 decks left, you know. So it's I feel like I'm on a talk show, like a, you know, one of those, you know, what do we call it? QVC. Thank you. Julie just went, so, yeah, it's been really interesting because you can get it on Amazon and you can pre-order the toolkit, which is amazing because what we did with Chakra Wisdom Oracle, Mike, is that we condensed the fables a little bit, okay, so that it's a legend. So the full fable is not in with the cards because you don't need it for the cards, really. Yeah. But if you want to go further and study more and delve really into the depth of this work, then the toolkit will have the full fable and it'll have a group activity and a personal activity. There's a lot of other, there's a lot of the original development that happened in those early fable groups in the toolkit. So it's, the two of them are designed to work together. And however, what's really wonderful is everyone is they're getting it with the Chakra Wisdom Oracle. Hey, Mike, can I do a reading for you?
You can, yeah. But first of all, Tori, tell me where people can get to the Facebook page of cards.
Okay, if you go on to Facebook and go to Chakra Wisdom Oracle, you can go on to the Facebook page, and there are reviews of the cards. There's some videos. We're going to have another contest coming up, so you can follow us on that. And there, really, I'm going to be announcing, you know, when I'm doing some teaching, because I do a lot of online teaching of the cards and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing that. Kimberly in chat just said, I love QVC.
Kimberly in the chat room, you know, she's bless her, you know, she's always there.
I love it.
You know, it's lovely to see, you know, it really is. So we can go onto Facebook and like that page. Also, we need to tell people where we can go on the Facebook page of Naked Dragon as well, because my friend Julie will kind of have me hung, dried, and quartered if we don't.
actually, I will. Julie doesn't do that anymore, but she's put me in charge of that part, so I'll be doing that. But since you already mentioned it, I don't have to. If you go to nakeddragon.co.uk, you'll find her website, and you can join her mailing list. Now, the reason you want to get on the mailing list, everybody, is because she has fabulous events and speakers, and she lets people know what's going on around town. And you'll be coming to Wales in September. She'll be coming to Wales in September and adding events there as well. It'll be her third venue, because she has one in Surrey, right?
Southwest
London, and next Wales. So, and by the way, all of the speakers she has are just fabulous. So there you go.
I know that Julie works very hard at what she does, and a lady that I take my hat off to.
Mm.
Well done, you know, I really do.
Yeah, but the hat looks good on you anyway, I just want to say that.
Definitely, but I still want to ride in that sports car.
Ooh.
Next time I'm back in Wales, Mike, you're on.
Ooh.
Okay, it's a date then, so to speak. I know Kimberly might not be too happy with that in the chat room, but it's a date.
You're on, Mike.
That's how it is.
All right.
So, right, let's go to our music break first, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll have a little, yes, I'll accept that reading. That'll be nice. Because, you know, Tori, I never get a reading here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm always given the readings. So let me go to our first music break here. And let me say all to you this. Sit back and enjoy.
You got it. there's really a dark. No, you never actually know.
Join us. Welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Show. You do have a wonderful night. Tori, how are you doing there?
I'm trying to get the roses together here, Mike.
You know,
yeah.
Them roses. Well, not right now, because I'm going to have one of them readings off you from that card that you have.
Ah, okay. Well, and that's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to do that right now. I just had to put the roses away so I could... the chocolate, so I could pull the cards. All right. So do I have permission to read you, Mike?
Yes, you do, most definitely.
All right. Okay.
As long as you don't make me cry, Tori.
Aw.
Okay, just a little bit then.
All right. No, I'm not going to make you cry then. Don't worry. Okay. So a couple things I want to tell you. I'm going to tell you the three cards I pulled for you, okay?
Yep.
For and just so you know, in the Chakra Wisdom Oracle, a reversed card, if a card comes up reversed, it's a breakthrough. Okay. And the first card is guilt, and the second card is, and that's reversed, the second card is destiny, and the third card is rejection. And what I want to say about this is that when I look at this and when I feel into it, you've really done so much personal work on really kind of getting that taking care of yourself is one of the most valuable things you can do to help other people. And that's something, by the way, I'm really getting that you teach others. That's what the guilt card tells me. It's the story of Saint Apricot in the fable, and she does for everybody else, and she's exhausted. She's keeps trying to save people from their own trouble. And in the reversal here, it's about realizing that to honor people is to let them make their own choices. And that is really a great gift you have. You already know this.
Yes.
Your empathic gift, because it's an orange card, so it's second chakra. It is also very deeply about how empathic you are, that you honor people at such a level that even when it's challenging sometimes, you let them find their own solutions. And watching people that you love go through challenges has been a long journey for you. And so that's been a huge gift that you give to people. The second card that I'm looking at here, and by the way, that's in the subconscious. So that's stuff you've been really, it's a gift you've brought forward. I don't think there's any mistake that your second card is the seventh chakra card of destiny, which is that you really did ask for this gift, Mike, even though you've made certain sacrifices in your personal life. It really was something that you needed to have to get not only where you are now, but to really see and remind people that they can change their own destiny. You already know this, but I'm going to confirm it for you, that you came here with a gift, and you came here also with the idea of partnership. And what's interesting is that for you all the time, I feel like there's a lot of solo energy around you when you're doing your work, but I feel for you now that this is such a time for you of getting together with partners and working with people. And I feel that you're going to be very, very guided. I want to tell you, this is what's coming up right now. I feel that in this time, I feel there's someone coming into your life. I feel like there's someone coming into your life who, and it's not, because I know you have different people that you're working with, promoters, but I feel that there's someone else coming in, and I do feel that you may have already crossed paths with them in May, but I feel very strongly that this particular person is someone is really going to help you get to this next level, because there is a breakthrough that has to come for you, and I'm telling you, it will come. It's been a long time in the making.
Yep.
It's interesting you were talking about your brother-in-law, because I feel like he's very much a shepherd for you. Yeah, he's really shepherding, and he's very, very grateful that he's saying thank you. He's like the girls needed you.
Yeah.
Because he said the girls needed you, and he's also saying to me that and you already know this, but he wants me to tell you anyway that he's like, oh, sorry. He's like saying, mate. Sorry, mate, I had to leave. He just had to go. And he said, I know it was kind of a quick exit.
Yes, it was, yeah.
And he's saying, it was a very quick exit. He said, I'm sorry I had to go so fast. He said, I was overdue. He said, I had to get there. And I don't know what that means, but I'm telling you, he had to get there. He said, I had to make the exit at this time. Because there is other energy that needs to come in. He's the one talking to me and saying that you have been correct by pulling into yourself. Now, the rejection card is interesting. Both destiny and rejection are seventh chakra, and rejection actually is the key word only coming from the fable, because the fable says, they won't use me. And it's actually an original poem that I was guided to pull out that my mother wrote in the 50s, you know? Okay. So, and actually, Mike, I will send you the poem. But what's interesting about this is that this particular card speaks to me about you, I want to say sequestering yourself, but staying away from people that are not getting you. And by the way, I feel like you've been moving away from that. I'm hearing the word crowd, like a crowd of people that were at a vibration you can't vibrate at anymore. And what I'm seeing is that this is about you now starting to have fun. They're saying when you get past July, they're saying. Past July is going to start to be, it's going to start to take off a little. Now, the rejection card, I want to share with you that all of the Chakra Wisdom Oracle cards, what opposes exposes. So actually, in rejection, there's deep acceptance of self. Because if something's rejecting you, there's actually an acceptance. And the thing that's happening there is that you're starting to accept your humanity and your humanness. And the lesson from your brother-in-law was about being here now and really living, and your life shifted dramatically because you realized that life was the choice you had to make, because you've been half living on another plane. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, definitely, Tori. Definitely. You're absolutely spot on with that.
And what I want to say to you when I look at these cards is that when you're in a time of destiny, which is your what's dawning on you now, because I look at these cards, all cards for me are darkness, dawn, and light, and each card has each energy built in. But in this case, because I pulled three cards, your dawn card, what's dawning, what's coming up, is you're realizing that your destiny is to live that complete full life so you can be the example. Do you have nieces and nephews?
I do, Tori, yes.
Yeah, because I feel like you needed to strongly be there for them. And I have a funny feeling, if not now, one of them may have to travel with you at some point.
Okay, I can accept that, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel they're going to need you.
Okay.
So just be aware. And by the way, I just want you to know, just keep an eye on one of them may, and forgive me because I always get kids juxtapositioned, because I have dogs, I don't have kids. So when I don't know if it's a boy, but I feel like there's going to be some school challenges, some difficulty in school. I don't know if it's student work or there's people that aren't understanding them. And this child, they're not a baby, but they may have to travel with you a little to get away from where they've been. And it's going to be great if they do. So when that comes up, I want you to know that they're actually going to need you, and they're going to need messages that only you can give them privately away from their circumstances.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
So what I see for you, and by the way, everyone, just so you know, I'm getting a little longer because Mike's so fabulous and does this for so many, but I want to say that the trip that you're going to be going on, while there are two particular opportunities, I feel like especially in the north, I feel it's going to really blow up into other things. It'll be really good.
Okay.
And take advantage of the, I feel like there's a newspaper person that's going to want to talk to you, and take advantage of that when it shows up.
Okay, will do.
And that's basically what I'd say. I can go on for a while because there's so much great stuff happening around you. But and, of course, your eating habits are getting a little better.
Okay.
There you have it. That's what I see.
Absolutely perfect. Well, Tori, you don't realize how accurate you really was there. And maybe I'll tell you off air. But, yeah, let me tell people how they can get in touch with us today, Tori, because I know that's what we're going to be doing, some wonderful readings now. Okay, we're going to open up the phone lines. And people can call in by the usual number, which is 760-283-4611. Or if you call on outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening in the Blog Talk Radio show page, or you need that link to the show page, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And there's where you will see our Skype icon button. Simply press it, and you will come straight through live into the studio. I know we've got a list in front of us already, Tori, and some people have been waiting online for a long, long time here. So let's go straight to the phone lines, and let's go to area code 360 and say, hi, 360. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Washington State.
Washington State. Okay, marvelous. And can I ask you the reason was that you called in for, Lori?
Well, I'm wondering if I could get some insight. The other day, I noticed my one pendulum disappeared, my little brass pendulum. And then, so I was using my green moss agate pendulum yesterday. And then when I got up this morning, it's gone.
Okay. Okay, well, Lori, let me work with you, okay? Because I know Tori has just done me a lovely reading there. So Tori put her feet up for a minute there, and let me work with you. Yeah, what I do is I connect to the spirit world and bring you the evidence of life continuation. I'll do that for you, and let's see what comes of that, and let's see what comes of the reason that you called in for, okay? So let me start off talking to you of someone that's connected here to me in the spirit world. I want to talk to you of a lady that comes forward that wants to be with you at the moment, and I know that this lady makes me aware that her passing from this life was quite sudden. She makes me aware because I know that she was in this life 1 minute and she passed kind of like the next minute, and so I know her passing was very quick home to the spirit world. She makes me aware of being very slight of her build towards the end of her life. I know that she comes in on this very sympathetic level, very much of a caring kind of a level. I believe I want to link it towards your mum's side of your family, because I know she comes into my mum's side as I'm connecting to you with her. And I feel, if I'm honest with you, that I am either connecting with your mum or someone that would have been like a motherly figure there to us there, Lori. Do you understand of who I've got you with me?
It could be my grandmother.
Okay, that's fine.
Or my auntie or my aunt.
No, but would have your grandmother been like a motherly figure there to you?
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying that before your grandmother passed home to the spirit world, that she, as I said, this very caring kind of a nature that I feel as if I need to be around you, I need to support you, I need to guide you in your life? Do you understand that's the way she would have been there, bless her?
Yeah, or it could be my mother's sister, Carol.
I believe it's more your grandmother, if I'm honest with you. Now, that's the kind of leveling going on, okay? Would I be right in saying to you there with your grandmother, it must have been a condition that she had, she suffered with for a little while, but she didn't realize that she suffered with it. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I wasn't around there for a long time. So I moved out of state.
Okay, now that doesn't matter. What matters is that she's come forward from the spirit world and she wants to be around you at the moment, okay? And she talks to me like she's been around your life. She talks to me that around your vibration at the moment, that you feel very much as if... let me get this right here for you. As if you're fighting this world yourself, as if you feel there's a lack of support, there's a lack of guidance in your life. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that to you, Laurie, that it's almost as if your trust is gone with everyone and everything in your life? Because I believe it's almost as if my trust has been taken away from me. And I believe that as that trust has been taken away, it's left me in a place of my mind where I feel I'm guarding, I'm watching everything that goes on in my vibrational life. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about these things that's gone missing here. You know, I'd love to tell you where they are, and, you know, I can only do that if they tell me where they are. But, you know, I feel in some way that, you know, that... Okay, now, in your home, I don't know if it's where you're sat now, is there a set of drawers where I would find three drawers there together there, Laurie? Is that right?
I think there are, like, five drawers in the one... dresser nearby.
I want somewhere there's three drawers. You know, I'm seeing three drawers.
Not really three drawers. Like four drawers.
No, I want three drawers and I want a cupboard to the side of these drawers.
You
know, large unit cupboards there to the side of the drawers.
Well,
you don't know.
There could be three drawers on this one thing that I got covered with a blanket.
Okay. Even some way, that's where I want to place it. Now, I don't believe that somebody have stolen them, okay, because I don't think that that's where they are. I believe that they're still in your home, and I believe I want to go to where I want to see these three drawers are to find something that you've for, okay? Now, you've been consulting with the spirit world, Laurie, about what's gone on around your home of late, okay? And I feel that you've been asking them to protect you and to guide you over these items, is that right?
Yeah.
See, they've been listening there to you, okay? Would I be right in saying that to you, Laurie, that you feel the spirit world around you sometimes, is that right? You know that that they are there with you, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, see, because they tell me that you know of when they're close around you, okay? You understand of when they're there with you, and they're doing their utmost best to prove to you that you're not alone in this life, okay? I do believe, I want to say that there's lots of emotion that's tied there with you, because I'm aware of, I want to start getting emotional, which I'm not going to do particularly live on air, but I know that I want to say that there's lots of emotion around your vibration at the moment, okay? There's a gentleman that comes in from the spirit world that wants to be remembered here too as well. This gentleman, I know that he would be like fatherly influence here to me, because I believe he's like a fatherly figure here in the spirit world. A very strong, direct kind of a man of when he was here with us. Do you understand of a gentleman that would be like a fatherly figure there to you, Laurie, that's now in the spirit world?
Yeah, it could be my grandfather, but I don't remember him being very direct. I was really little, though. So.
What if your grandfather blessed him passed with a heart condition? Because I know that's where I want to go with this.
Yeah.
Bless him. So that your grandfather comes close into my vibration, because, again, he wants me to say that he wants to stand tall, proud behind you, to prove to you that you're not alone in this vibrational life. Laurie, I hope that's helped you. Look for them three drawers. I believe that's where I want to go to find this these items. I believe that they're in there for some reason. I don't know why, but let's look in them drawers, okay?
Okay.
Remember, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. Let's go to 619 and say, hi, 619, are you there with us?
I'm your mic.
Hi, can we take your name there, please, sir?
Steve. Steve in California.
Okay. Just for the purpose of everybody else, Steve, can we ask you where you're calling in from?
San Diego.
California.
California. Okay, California. Okay, well, I'm going to hand this over to Tori. Tori, this is Steve. It's all over to you.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hello. So you're in San Diego, yes? 619.
Yes, that's right.
I live in Los Angeles.
Oh, cool.
So, do you have a question for me tonight?
Just general.
Okay. Is this the first time you've called into a show?
No, it isn't.
Okay. Just I'm just curious. Okay. All right. So Steve, what I'm going to tell you right away, I'm going to tell you what the cards are, okay? And I'm reading from the Chakra Wisdom Oracle, and the first card is acceptance, the second is forgiveness, and the third is bittersweet reversed. What I'm going to tell you is this has been a very long time period of your perception changing in life. And I want to tell you that what I see is in this last 6 months, I really feel strongly, when I look at acceptance, the fable of Cherry Heart is that she's a waitress, and she looks at, in the story, she looks at this pie, she just cuts a piece of this fresh pie, and she turns to the other waitress, and she says, I feel like my life is this pie, that there's a piece missing. And the other waitress says, well, maybe you're just a heart-shaped pie. And so this time, and that's about acceptance, this time period is for you, I feel no longer accepting what has not been acceptable to you. And what I mean by that also is when I talk about the second card of forgiveness, this is a third eye, sixth sense, sixth chakra card. In English, what I mean is that we never really forgive other people. We forgive ourselves for loving people or for taking on things that hurt us or disappointed us. Am I making sense to you at all? I'm sorry? Come again?
Yes, it makes sense.
Okay. So the third card, when I look at bittersweet, and by the way, I pulled another card with it because I felt you were very torn in this. Bittersweet reversed is a breakthrough regarding, and I want to be very clear with you, bittersweet is really about, it's the idea of the birthday child having to be honored and the same time a great man has crossed. So while there may be something wonderful going on, someone that you love dies and you have to pretend that things are okay for a little while. So it's been a little bit of keeping up, if you will, the charade, or keeping up with what you've needed to do and communicate so that you could get to the other side of things. And I want to tell you, I'm going to, from perception, the card that came out after, just kind of spilled out, is a heart card, Steve. And this is the card of opening your heart. And it's an opening. I want to let you know that life is going to change, and already is. You're in process with it. But you're going to dramatically change to start seeing what is really wonderful in your life. And I feel that I want to acknowledge that it's been a journey for you and a shift. But I feel that the things that you want to create, I'm looking at like work-oriented and life-oriented things, those things are going to start shifting. And I feel that you're going to, you know, it's not that we can't, let me put it this way, English, hold on. Oftentimes we look to manifest things, and I work with a lot of people in manifesting, and the real key is not that we can create things, but that we can enjoy what we've created. And I want to tell you that's what's on the horizon for you, a real new sense of enjoyment of your life and being able to have fun in ways you haven't before. Does this make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
So I want to tell you, it's funny, I want to say June, and tomorrow's June, but I feel like by late June there are going to be some new things coming into your life, and I do see that move, and I do see a transition. So you, a lot of the, let me put it this way, the challenges are behind you. How about that?
That's good to know. That's good to know.
Yeah, because it's been a hard time for you, and I want to acknowledge that, and I want to say that it will start easing up, and I feel that things are going to start turning your way because it's been, you've really been kind of trying to hold on, and I want you to know as you actually let go, it has started to turn around for you. So
is there anything I could have done differently that would not have made it so difficult?
You know, it's funny because it's like, as you know, the American saying, Monday morning quarterback, you know, it's always easy to say what could have been done better. But what I would say to you is that the first thing that you can do is that when you have that knowing, when you know in your heart that something isn't going to work out, it's to step back a little bit sooner and just step back and go into yourself and say, does this feel right to me? What is my sense telling me? And I think that you ignored your senses, you ignored it a little bit, and as a result, it became a challenge. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, following your heart would be the answer. So, and so really, going into yourself, and I'm going to give you the technique. What, and by the way, everybody listening, you can do this. Just go into yourself and just notice where that is in your body. Like I always say, your body doesn't lie. And I'm going to say it's almost in your gut. Like I feel like a gut instinct. You have a go into your gut, and your gut will guide you. And you knew this was going to be challenging, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's okay. You know what? I'm going to promise you something that you will not pass that way again because you've really grown and changed your perception. So I see a new level of something amazing ahead for you. So good going. How about that?
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Steve, you can always remember, download a copy of that reading, the off Tory from the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye. Okay, Tory, it's time that we put our feet up for 2 minutes and listen to our next song. This is I suppose it's an old song, brought new. When I play it, you probably will know it. So put your feet up and enjoy this one.
All right.
Let me see you move. Come on, come on, come on.
Every time I love you,
That's how wonderful Michael Jackson recorded that a long time before he passed there, Tori. Did you enjoy that one?
Yeah, that was his new old one, right? That we have never heard.
Good one, definitely. You know, and I think that with Justin Timberlake in it, you know, it just makes it so.
That's funny.
It does. It's brilliant. You know, I watched the video for the first time today, and I was quite surprised, really. You know, it went down really well. Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines here, Tori. Let's go to area code, and let's see if you know this one. 937. Say hi, 937. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, my name is Sandy.
Sandy.
Okay, Sandy, and can
Hello.
I ask you what you're
calling there? I'm calling from Ohio.
Ohio. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, Sandusky. No.
Tori, let me work with Sandy, and we'll see what comes of that, and let's see where we go. So is that okay, Sandy, if I work with you?
That's perfectly fine.
Perfect. Okay, because, you know, I know as I'm building this communication up here from the spirit world there to you, you know, instantly I'm aware of a gentleman that comes into the vibration here. And this gentleman, I know that he would come so close around your vibration of when he was here with us, because he makes me feel so connected there to you. I know I want to put my arms around you, almost like a partner, father, that kind of vibration. That's how close he would have been there to you in this life when he was here with us. He does make me aware that when he passed, it was difficult for him. It was quite upsetting, shall we say, towards the end of his life, because he suffered for some time before he passed. And he does make me aware that right through towards the end of his life there, that he would have been in and out of the hospital for a little while there. I'm not sure if he passed in the hospital, but I know I'm hearing a machine that beeps in the background, which tells me the hospital connection there with him just before he passed. He does make me aware that there's... Lots of hurt, lots of anger still to the... I don't mean anger towards him, but because of his past there, Sandy. Do you understand of who he is?
Yes, I do.
And you'd understand the reason why he comes so close to you at the moment, because he says to me it's needed for him to be around your life. And as he links into your vibration there, Sandy, he tells me here about... allowing yourself to kind of move into the direction that you need to go into yourself, okay? Because, Sandy, would I be right in saying to you that you can be your own worst critic sometimes? You hold yourself back in so many different ways of your life, and, you know, you don't allow yourself to go forward and do the things you need to do. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
And, you know, if I said to you and excuse the way it's going to come up, but you kind of beat yourself up for that, didn't you? You kind of hard yourself for that, because it's like, there goes another opportunity. There goes another way forward for me. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, because I know that's what I want to bring forward there from this gentleman to you. Now, I know as well that there's a lady here that I believe it's your mum, because I know I've got mother that calls out to me. So do you understand your mother there for me, Sandy, in the spirit world?
Yes.
And your mum, she was quite a nicely built lady before she passed, is that right?
Oh, yes.
And I'm being told there with your mum, it's almost as if I want to slip in and out of consciousness, almost as if I want to be in like some kind of coma, kind of a condition there with your mum before she passed. Would I be right in saying that to you, that your mum was in and out of consciousness for a while?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that to you, that of when she passed, now I know that we can't pick out time to go. I know that we can't say we want to go at such and such a date, time, whatever. But you know, if your mum could have done just that, then she picked a perfect moment to go home to the spirit world, because she talks to me here about that she didn't want nobody to see her suffer at the end of her life. Do you understand of this?
Yes, very much.
Because it's almost as if I want to say that to you, I'm waiting for everyone to go. I'm waiting for everybody to go home before I actually made my transaction over to the spirit world, because I know that's what she makes me feel. I waited for everyone to go until I passed home to the spirit world. Is that right?
She passed at my house, But I had just, I had gotten home from work, and I'd kissed her a couple of times and told her I loved her, and then I went to bed because I worked third shift, and my daughter was asleep on the couch right beside her.
Okay, so...
the hospital bed was, yes, we were both laying there asleep.
Bless her heart, okay, because I know that your mom has made her way forward here for me at the moment. And see, as your mom steps into my vibration here, she just talks to me here about she needs to be in your life. She needs to, you know, it must be important there, Sandy, around your life at the moment, or the reason why she comes in, it's important. So it would either be a birthday or a passing or an anniversary around now. There must be some kind of importance why your mom steps into the vibration right now. Do you understand of this?
Yes. A birthday.
A birthday, perfect, because I know I want to say that it's important why I come through tonight and to make myself known to you. Now, Sandy, I know in some way that you are of the level of understanding the spirit world yourself there, is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm not saying that you can do what I'm doing. I don't know, you very well may be able to, I don't know, but she makes me aware of having that level of understanding of life continuation, but for some reason here, she makes me feel as if you're kind of like going backwards, if I can say that to you without being offensive, because I feel as if I'm going backwards within my work for some reason. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I know as I want to go backwards into your life here, you know, it's not a bad thing to do sometimes, and I very often do this. I very often go back to the beginning and start of learning all over again. Because it's like, excuse me, going back to the drawing board and understanding where we are in our vibration. So for some reason, this is what I want to say to you, Sandy. It's now is the time that we have our education, for want of a better word, time to learn and time to understand and time to adjust to what we are able and capable of doing there, okay? But, you know, there's a gentleman that's with you up on this earth plane at the moment. So there's a gentleman that you know. I'm not saying that he's living with you. I don't know. He may very well be. I don't know. But there's a gentleman that you're caring for at the moment. Do you understand that you're caring for a gentleman at the moment?
One that I care about, yes, very much. But
and
we're not together.
Okay. No, as I said, it doesn't matter, okay?
Yes.
But it's caring. I want to be caring here. Okay, and what I'm right in saying to you that there's a problem with this gentleman at the moment. Something's not quite right around his life, either that is he's not feeling very well, or there's a condition in his life where it's getting him, I don't know, there's a problem there. Do you understand of that, Sandy?
Yes.
Okay, see, because I know that these people in the spirit world have stepped forward to say that you, that they've heard your calls for help. So obviously you've been asking for some guidance of help for this gentleman. Do you understand of this?
Yes, very much.
Bless you. Okay. Now, I know that you've been on hold for quite some time, but, you know, since you've been on hold, you've been asking for these particular people to come through, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Thank you.
Because they're telling me that they've been there listening and, you know, listening to the show and listening to yourself, and, you know, which the spirit world quite often does. They know exactly where we are and what we're doing. And, you know, for some reason, it's almost as if I want to say that you keep on calling out to us and we'll answer you every single time, okay? Now, for some reason, I wanted to say to you, I love you. Do you understand why I would say that? Not me personally, okay? But would
right,
you understand
yes.
I would say this to you because he says, tell her I love her. Okay, and I want to bring her these, and I know that me and Tori was talking about in the beginning about roses, but it's not the chocolate roses, and probably Tori's drooling at the mouth as I'm saying roses there. It's the flower roses. Do you understand why I would say that here to you, Sandy?
Yes, I sure do. Thank
you. Because it's important for him as well, isn't it? Okay, and thank you for looking after my stuff. So why? Is it his watch that you've been looking after there, Sandy?
No.
Who's been looking after his watch?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, he wants me to say thank you for looking after my watch. I believe that that's linked here to someone that either has his watch or had his watch for some time. I don't know, but do you understand that he left some of the belongings that he had? Was distributed out between the family there or something?
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, bless you. Okay, because I know that's why he has come to say thank you for looking after my watch and looking after my things, because I know that, okay, you know, okay, he meant so much to those that was closest to him upon this earth. And he tells me, you know, that he'll never be forgotten because the love is still so strong between all of you in this life to the spirit world. That bond will never be broken. Definitely, that's one thing for sure there. But, you know, Sandy, for some reason, he makes me aware about the colors. Talk to you about the colors, and I'm not quite understanding what he means, but I'll go back to him and I... Okay, thank you. He makes me... Sandy, would I be right in saying that to you that you've been either changing the look of your home or something?
I'm thinking about it, yes.
Okay, so have you been thinking...
I haven't done it, thinking.
Okay. Again, all tongue twisted now. Would
sorry.
I be right saying that to you, there, Sandy, that you've been thinking of putting like a very light pale blue upon your walls or something there?
Yes. Yes.
See, isn't that just perfect how he comes through and lets himself know that that he is there with you? He's around your vibration.
Wow.
Okay? And something to do with the feathers. What's to do with the, why does he keep showing me feathers?
I've been finding feathers in the yard.
Perfect, okay? See, because he just keeps giving me feathers, and I know it's important there to you, okay? So please, you know that he's around your vibration, and, you know, the sleep pattern will come back. Do you understand of this, Sandy? The sleep pattern will come back.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so obviously you're not sleeping properly at the moment, okay? But the sleep pattern will come back. You know, you just need to learn to relax yourself a little bit more, okay? And, you know, see, Sandy, you're very good at giving advice, aren't you?
Yes.
You know,
very good at giving it, not taking it.
Here we are, okay? Because I know that's what he tells me. You're very good at giving the advice, but not very good at taking it, okay? But
yes,
he says that he's kind of made you sit up upright at the moment. So whatever he means by that, obviously that you're taking heed of what I'm saying to you at the moment. Do you understand this?
Oh, yes, because I was slouched over and I just sat up real straight when you started talking.
Isn't that perfect?
That was funny.
You know, it just demonstrates of how close he is around your vibration, and all of the people that you love and adore are still there with you and still around your vibration, okay? Yeah, I've got to go now because I know I'm conscious of the time and conscious of we need to move on with the show. But would you understand if I said that to you, Sandy, about the clock? Talk to you about the clock. Is there a clock in your home that stopped working or something?
Yes, there is.
Okay, because, see, that would have... I mean, it's come out wrong there, Sandy. You know, that would have really ground on his nerves, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Because he talked to me about the clock, it stopped working, and you know, I know that would really grind him down to a point where I need to get it sorted, I'm not saying that you need to get it fixed, obviously you do what you feel is best, okay, but I know that would have ground him down to a point where frustration would have come up, because I know that in his character ways, he was a very neat, tidy man, liked everything all in order, and I believe this is the way that he is definitely in this life when he was here with us, and this is the way that he is around you. Keep everything neat and order. See, there must be a reason why I'm saying that. There's something that you need to get sorted out this, Sandy. Do you understand of this?
Something that I need sorted out.
Whether it's to do with, like, people, or something, or whether it's we need to get things in order. Do you understand that?
Get things in order, yes.
Bless you. Okay, yes. Sandy, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading, and I hope that's helped you a little bit today. Just go over to the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in here today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone line, Jim. Let's go to area code 561 and say hi, 561. Can we take your name there, please?
Sure, my name is Sophia.
Okay, Sophia.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, can I ask you where you're calling from there, Sophia?
I'm calling from Florida.
Perfect. You know, and it's only going to be next month when I'm in Florida myself doing a few demonstrations there with Sarah Spiritual. I'm sure that... that you would know Sarah, and if you do, then drop her a mail, and she'll soon let you know when I'm going to be down at West Palm Beach in Florida. So, Sophia, I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful Tori, because I know that she's been doing some wonderful readings here tonight. So, Tori, this is Sophia. It's all over to you.
Hi, Sophia.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you so much.
So, Sophia, do you have a question for me tonight?
Yes, I do have a question for you. In regards to my partner, there is some doubt. Something's going on. He had gotten himself into something, and I don't think he's been very honest with me. There are some gaps that need to be filled in, and I'm looking for answers.
So, you know, a couple things that I'm picking up, and I want to say this, is that what I'm really feeling is that this is, in some ways, Sophia, this is an older conversation than just what's happening with this particular partner. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
And if this is a familiar feeling in your life.
Yes.
So what I want to say to you, and one of the things I do a lot of work around is multi-generational healing. And so what I'm really picking up on this is that this level of someone being dishonest with you and you not finding out the truth, I feel is directly related to an occurrence in your family that really, I feel almost like left you sort of devastated in a funny way. And I feel that there was... I'm feeling, as I'm speaking to Sophia, I'm feeling a tightening in my chest, so I feel like it was just so upsetting and stunning. It's like, it's almost like, let me ask you, when in this circumstance, are you finding that it's almost like, I feel like it's like a gripping fear in your chest?
Yes, I felt it in my gut, yes.
Okay. So what I want to say to you is I'm going to tell you the cards I pulled, and then I'm going to tell you what they say. Now, one of the things I want to tell you is that this is this journey that you're on with this person is really about a circumstance that you are going through. And I know I may not be making sense in this moment, so I will clarify it. So bear with me. The three cards I pulled were perseverance, insecurity, and release. Now, on the surface, that may look like, oh my gosh, challenge. That's not what it means, all right? I'm only telling you what the cards are so that later if you choose to look them up, if you get a deck and you look at it, you'll know. Perseverance.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to say this. The orange card is emotion, perseverance. Insecurity is red, root. And release is the seventh chakra. Now, perseverance says don't quit before the miracle. And one of the things I want to tell you that's coming up for me is that you have learned through your family of origin that no matter what you faced, you've persevered and continued on. And you found that you were okay in the end. However, in this circumstance, it's almost like what I want to say, what makes this different is you really have put your foot down and said, I'm not playing this out again. And that's what's making this different, is that energetically, I feel like you just, you really don't want to be in a circumstance in your life, period, where you're feeling like you can't trust your own instinct. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So when I look at the second card of insecurity, it really is, remember what I said to Mike in his reading, that it's every card has its opposite. So the
right.
thing about the insecurity card is it really, I'll give you the shortcut of it. It says your mind is like a bad neighborhood. Don't go in there alone. Okay? So
okay.
What I want to tell you is that this is really about you, and if you would, the actual fable is named Demon Red Rainbow, and it's one of my favorite cards because it's about facing our inner demons, that negative self-talk, if you will. And in the fable, this little demon keeps telling this guy, Bob, you can't do this, you can't do this. And so he always stops. And in this case, the Great Spirit comes down and says, what if you could do it? And he just says... Oh, And he starts working on this little invention he has. And even though the little, if you will, the demon red rainbow is going, you can't do this. He's saying, maybe I can't, but I'm going to do it anyway. And so for you, what this is about you standing up and asking the questions and following what you know to be true, regardless of what this other person says. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Because what this is about, and I'm not talking about a confrontation. I'm talking about saying, I'm working with something here that I don't want to live through ever again. And the buck stops here. Very American saying, right? The buck stops here. But we say the pound stops here, okay? So we can say that it stops here. In other words, this far and no farther. And what I mean by that is that you can say to this person, I have this pattern, and here's my pattern. I think something's being withheld. I get a gut feeling. I feel terrible because my reality is denied. And I don't want to live like this anymore. So can you help me with validating what's going on? And the reason I say that is the insecurity card is about having courage to face and to rebuild, okay? When I look at the third card, release, the third card of release is actually, it's so funny, when I was teaching the old deck, it's Shadow Gray Storm, and people would pull this card and go, oh, no! Let me tell you something. If they pulled Shadow, they'd go, no! And I'd say, but in the third position here, it's your own, you're facing the dark night of your own soul. This really has nothing to do with this other person.
Okay.
And the reason I say this, and I'm not saying that he's not doing something wrong or right, or I'm not saying that, okay? You know, the best way for me to sum this up, and then I'll give you a little more detail, is if you said to me right now, will it get any better? I can say to you, it might not, but you will.
Okay.
And how we relate to the issue is the issue. So you see, what he's doing or not doing is not as important as the meaning you're making of it. And therefore, where the energetic spiritual shift comes in is realizing that in the release card, the Shadow Gray Storm shows up and starts feeding back to her her greatest fears, which are inside of her. So I'm going to tell you that your greatest fear is coming up because what's revealed can be healed. And whether or not your partner is capable of healing with you isn't the issue. In order for you never to play it out again, you absolutely must have this courage that's in the Demon Red Rainbow card to really say, I'm going to do this regardless of what my brain is telling me. My brain may be saying they're going to invalidate me. It doesn't mean anything. He's not going to listen. And I'm still going to, or she, I'm still going to walk up and I'm going to say what I have to say. And I'm going to say it. It's like, say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean.
Okay.
Right? So if you get that kind of knowledge, right? Okay, you got it. So if I can say the way to be in rapport with this person is to say, I have a knowing that there's something not right here. And I'd like to share with you that it's a pattern in my life that I've felt before, and it's always been denied. I've been shut down with this feeling. And I need to share with you what I sense is going on, and then I need honest rapport with you.
Hmm.
And here's the deal. This person may or may not be capable of doing that, but what's important is that you're capable of doing it. And you will never go through this again when you play it out. In other words, you have to play it out in order to heal it. And you, and if you don't, it's okay. It'll just come up again.
Mm.
Now,
okay.
When I say this to you, this is a deeper conversation, but I want to say with multi-generational healing, it skips a generation. So this is also someone... I think it was mom, but one of your, either mom or dad, was disappointed by the way their father handled something. So I feel that a grandfather was a disappointment to someone. Is this making any sense to you?
I'm thinking if it's my mom. I'm just thinking.
Okay.
Because I so, see a pattern.
Great. Then you've seen it. All right. So what's important is when you see the pattern, there's an agreement. And the way to shift the agreement is to name it and claim it. So what's revealed can be healed. So even if this person is not able to have that, is not capable of changing it, you're capable of changing it. And therefore, the very nature of the emotional state will change. It's like we're scratching a record you can never play again. That's the best way to put it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Okay.
I wanna say to you, and something I know Mike's said all along, listen to this later, because what you've come here to get is something that is out. It's almost like you want to take this other person's pulse to see if it's real. And what I'm telling you is what you're feeling is real. But I do feel that you're different than you were years ago. So allowing yourself, do you see? So allowing yourself that conversation to see the truth will help shift. But I want to offer you that idea of listening to this later. And I think that will bring some insight. Does that help?
Sure does. Sure does. Thank you so much.
Oh, much love, Sophia.
Hey, well, thank you, Sophia, and thank you, Tori, there. Sophia, just remember, download a copy of that reading in the archives, of Mike Spirit FM, and I say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Bye now. Bye.
Okay,
Tori, it's that time that we put our feet up again, and, well, I'm sure that you're going to enjoy this one.
Have a piece of chocolate.
Have a piece of chocolate.
All right. I'll see you after.
Oh,
Welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, right here in Mike Spirit FM. Amazing guest, Tori. Hi, Tori.
Hi.
How do you like that song?
I love that song.
You know, we played that at my granddad's funeral back 15 years ago now, and every time I hear it, it always makes me think of that day, and it's absolutely perfect. It really is. Okay, Tori, let me let everyone know more about where they can get a hold of you. That's on Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah, you can also get me through my website, Tori, T-O-R-I, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N, .com. But Chakra Wisdom Oracle, you'll find me. I mean, it's just, you know, boom! It's on Facebook. It's got a website. So, yeah, you'll find me.
Okay, so just search for Tori, and we'll find you.
Yeah, Chakra Wisdom Oracle.
Perfect. Okay. Tori, I just want to let everybody know as well, you know, if they want to follow me on my tour in America come next month, what you need to do is to send an email to a lady called June, and the email address is mikedavistour@aol.com. And Tori, maybe you can clear something up here for me, because I know you would call me Mike Davies in America, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's obviously in the UK, we say it's Davis.
Oh.
You know, it's a bit of a double-edged sword there, isn't it, when we're giving an email address out. So let me just spell it for everyone. It's Mike, M-I-K-E, Davis, which is D-A-V-I-E-S, which I believe you call that Davies, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I said Davies. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's tour. At AOL.com. So if you want to find out where I'm going to be touring in America, I know that I'm going to be in the state of Maine, Boston, and all around that area, and then flying down to West Palm Beach in Florida to finish off the tour with a wonderful lady called Sarah Spiritual. I'll be joining her on the last leg of the tour there. So if you want to know where I'm going to be, I know that more dates are being added every single day. I know that I'm going to be working in a place called Leaping Lizards. I know that it's, I do have people in the studio that just sniggered there at the word Leaping Lizards.
I know, I'm snickering too, I'm sorry, and I'm not in the actual room with you, so I'm sorry.
That's okay, no, that's fine. It's just Richard the Plumber, because, you know, we do have a full studio, we really do. We have Richard the Plumber here, we have Anne Sapphire, which has been on the show many times, and wonderful guest she is. And we have our Jade. Jade is in the studio as well, as always. So, yeah, we've got quite a full studio here. But anyway, Tori, what people are asking me here, because they are in the studio, can I get a reading? So can we have a reading for someone in the studio? I know you've already given me a reading, but Sapphire, you know, she's pushing me. You know, she's hitting me. She's hitting me again. And she wants to know, can she have a reading with you, because you've done so well?
Sapphire?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me turn the mic up, then you might be able to hear.
Yes.
There we are.
Yeah, good afternoon. Oh, good
hi.
Evening.
Well, it's evening, because we're in the UK.
Yeah, I forgot, sorry. Yeah,
that's all right. So, Miss Sapphire, did you want to know about your love life? What do you want to know about?
Go on, tell me what's going to happen for my future.
Your future?
Yeah.
What about your present?
Present at the moment. Well, present, future.
Okay. So, well, what I feel for you, I pulled three cards. I pulled miracle, isolation, and perfection. And remember what I said, and it's interesting. I was talking about this all day, Sapphire. I was doing a seminar today, and I said, please suspend your beliefs and understanding of what certain words mean in our conversation. So I'm going to say these three words to you again, and then I'll define them with you. The first card is miracle, and it's reversed. The second card is isolation, and it's reversed. And the third card is perfection, right side up. And when I look at these three cards, what it tells me is that the miracle card is in the yellow family, so it's solar plexus, and it's gut instinct, and it
Hey, it seems like there we lost Tori for a second. I don't know what happened there. Bear with us. a few seconds and I'll try and get Tori back. Okay, let's just press this button and see what happens. Okay. Well, I do apologize, Anne. You know, oh, but there's Tori. Tori's back.
I'm back.
Hi, Tori.
Okay. Where did I leave you in my story?
The color yellow solar plexus.
Ah, okay. So what this is that it's the last, I want to say 10 weeks to 3 months has been a very big time for you of a lot of changes and a lot of, I want to say, it's not just aha moments, but it's almost like things have been happening so rapidly and so quickly that it's almost hard for you to process. And what you do when you go into process, remember when I said reverse cards are breakthroughs, both miracle and isolation is in breakthrough, is reverse, it's in breakthrough. Isolation is a blue card. So it tells me that you're really preparing what you're going to be communicating very soon. I feel like this is a creative communication that's coming up for you. And part of it, too, my friend, when I look at perfection, is perfection card in red is about vulnerability. It's about, I feel that you guide people to their vulnerability and their truth. And the isolation for you has been really about feeling in some ways that you've not been ready, but I want to say something else to you. It's not that you felt you weren't ready. It's that the universe didn't have the readiness, the go-ahead with you. You were, in a, for lack of a better way of putting it, almost hiding your own greatness and your own communication. Does it make sense to you?
Yes, awesome.
And so what I feel is happening for you, I feel like there's writing that's happening, there's expression that's happening, there's perfection card is Raspberry, and she goes around helping everybody by telling them the truth, but nobody really wants to hear the truth, right? So they kind of are like, you know, it's the idea of honesty without kindness is cruelty. And what's happened for you is you've gotten to a lovely place where you found your vulnerability and your empathy with people. And as a result, for you, you're really starting to open up. And what's happening is you're opening up to new people and new ideas. And I want to tell you, I feel like by July, you're going to be creating some new friends and new openings in your life. And by the way, you will start getting out more and feeling better about yourself.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay. Well, thank you, Anne, for beating me up and allowing yourself to have that reading. I no need to tell you that you can download that in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. Because Anne Sapphire, you know, as I said, has been on Mike Spirit FM many times, and I know that even in the chat room that they're saying, I didn't tell them that Sapphire was in the studio. How bad am I? But I didn't tell anybody that Anne Sapphire was in the studio. And Richard was my plumber. Was you know, he's done so much work for me around the studio. You know, he's fixed lots of things. So
I think he's more important than I am.
Well, of course, he's a plumber. And obviously, that we have our JJ is in the studio as well. So you know, it seems to be a full studio as always. And you know, it's the way it is. You know, and I enjoy it the way it is. So I know that we still got a full line in front of us here. Tori, and we only have 18 minutes left of the show. Let me go to this Skype caller, and it's Gavin. And Gavin, can we say hi? Can we take your name there, please?
Hey, my name's Jimmy. This isn't my account right now. That's why it says Gavin.
Okay, and what was your name there, sir?
Jimmy. Jimmy Russell.
Okay, Jimmy, and can I ask you where you are calling from there, sir?
I'm calling from the UK, but I was born in America.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for there?
Do you do readings of people like from here, just like from callers?
Yes, that's what we do here at Mike Spirit FM, Jimmy, yeah.
Yeah, will I be able to get a reading?
Yeah, you most certainly can. Now what we do here is we connect to the spirit world, Jimmy. If that's what you're looking for, is to connect to the spirit world and pass on
messages.
Yeah,
I love the spirit world. Yeah. Okay. I got lots of loved ones up in the spirit world.
Perfect. Okay, then, Jimmy, let me start off here with you, okay, and we'll see where we're going. Because I believe I want to talk to you of a lady that I want to talk to you being like grandmother here when she was you with us, but now in the spirit world, okay? I want this grandmother that would link to your dad's side of your family. So would you understand if your grandmother and your dad...
Oh, I didn't have a dad. I never had a dad.
You never had a dad?
No, no.
Okay. Okay. Then let me work with this lady, okay? Because I've always said, even though that we don't know them, they can still tell us stuff about our lives, okay? So even though that you're saying you didn't have a dad, obviously I respect that, but it doesn't matter, okay? Because this lady has stepped forward, and she tells me here, within your life there, Jimmy, at the moment, that you're to and fro and from something at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Not really, no.
Okay. Okay. Jimmy, I'm going to try one more time there with you, and if not, then we'll have to ask you to you know, call back into a different show there. Jimmy, would I be right in saying to you that that there's some kind of complacency in your life where you feel a little bit like in and out of situations, that you're not quite settled in your vibration at the moment? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that to you, Jimmy, that... it's kind of as if you're following lead by someone at the moment, and you're following in the footsteps of someone else, trying to get somewhere in life where you need to be. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I've been following the footsteps of my father. He was in the KKK, and they killed a lot of niggers. It was very funny.
Okay, then... Okay. Jimmy, I think it's maybe best if we end this call and say thank you very much there.
No, no. I love the spirit.
Yeah, no, good night, goodbye.
Definitely. Tori, you know, you can always tell when you've got somebody in that is not quite right, can you?
Yeah, and you know what I want to say, Mike, is good for you because I like, the thing I got is that, you know, when you said, you know, this person was really just, you know, playing prank, he was a prank.
Definitely.
And you could see it after the second no. And then when you said, and by the way, this is great, everybody, to hear this, is that, you know, we do this work as a service. And, you know, this is a gift that Mike is giving all of you. You know, and I really want to say this, that this is a gift. And you know, when we're put into a position, and I've had this happen to me, Mike, when we're put in a position to say, you know what, thank you, goodbye.
Definitely.
You have to understand, everybody, we're human beings, and so it rattles our energy a little to be played with like that. And I want to really just say that in this moment, it's like, you know, I really have a lot of respect for what we do, and you know, I want to acknowledge you, Mike, for having the courage to say okay, goodbye.
You know, and sometimes, Tori, you know yourself, you know, and right at the beginning of that, Spirit kind of told me there, you're going to have fun. So, you know, you just got to ride with it, you know. But, you know, the main thing is, Tori, the way I look at it, that he's had some kind of intuition there, that the spirit world is there with him, and he will be guided by the right energy as he goes on in life. And maybe... You never know, the next time that he may call in, it will be for a genuine reason that he needs some kind of upliftment. And, you know, I hope that he will get that upliftment. He will get that encouragement where it's needed. And I hope that, you know, he goes from strength to strength. I really do. You know, it's all about sending love and light and energy out to the people, even though that they may not accept it, but you're giving it. And that's the main important thing there, Tori, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think the thing is, I'm going to share the story with you because I think it's apt right now. Years ago, there was a famous actor. I won't say his name, but I will say this. Bunch of us were all palling around. He looks at me and he says, "Hey, do you really believe this bleep you do?"
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I said, "Nope." And he just looked at me and I said, "I know it." And what that did for me in that moment was it made me realize that I was never going to defend the work I do. And I didn't have to explain it. And a knowing is an intuition that it just works. If you want the gift, that's fine. If you don't, please move out of the way so someone who wants the gift can have it.
Of course.
And that's really what I was saying, is that, you know, love and light, but you know what? Go play a prank on somebody else. I want to get on with people who really do need what we have to say.
Of course, most definitely. You know, and there is lots of people online that are probably feeling very sour, you know, because obviously you took their place, you know. But, you know, we have to take all calls in order and in order that they are calling in from. And that's one thing I've always done here is been as fair as I possibly can. You know, you call it first, you'll get the first reading. You call in last, and unfortunately, that you're going to be in last in the queue. And that's the way that we've always run it here on Mike Spirit FM for the past 4 or more years, you know. And I feel that's the fairest thing we can do, Tori, isn't it?
It is. And good for you. So, yeah, you know.
Okay, so, Tori, let us all know again where they can get a hold of you.
You can find me through Chakra Wisdom Oracle or ChakraWisdomCards.com. And you can also find me through my name, Tori Hartman, and on the Mike Davis Show here in the archives as well. Find me through the archives.
Definitely. Okay, and let me remind you all again, send an email to MikeDavisTour@AOL.com to find out where I'm going to be in America, where I'm touring America. Come and follow me on Facebook because I know that we have reached a maximum there on the one page of Mike Davis Medium. So come and follow me on that page, or if you want to look for the other one, again, it's Mike Davis Medium on Facebook. Come and have me as a friend there, and we can surely chat and whatever needs to be done there as well. Go and check out my brand new website, MikeDavisMedium.co.uk. And Tori, you know, that was quite fun building that one. You know, there's quite a few others out there searching for Mike Davis or Mike Spirit, and, you know, many, many of them will come up. But my brand new one, MikeDavisMedium.co.uk, quite fun building it and quite thoroughly enjoyed doing that. So go and check that out.
Okay, I will.
So, Tori, let's fit in another reading. We've got literally 10 minutes left of the show. Let's go to area code 956 and say, hi, 956, are you there with us?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well, thank you. Can we take your name there, please?
My name is Yolanda.
Okay, Yolanda, can I ask you where you're calling from there?
Texas.
Texas, okay, perfect. Well, Yolanda, as you heard, we've got very limited time left on air. So, Tori, why don't we just do this one between us?
Perfect.
Okay, do you want to start, Tori, or do you want me to?
Go ahead, Mike, you start.
Okay. Let me start off, Luanda, by talking to you of something that I have with me in the spirit world. And I want to talk to you of a lady that I feel that would have lost the use of her hands, the grip of her hands would have definitely gone before that she passed on to the spirit world. I know that she lost lots of weight, bless her heart, before she passed as well, because I'm seeing her slimming right down towards the end of her life. I believe I want to say to you that she comes close to you there, like she would be like grandma level there. As I said, she lost lots of weight. She wasn't very tall. She was quite, I would say maybe around the 5'2" of her height of when she was you. That's another, she's not a really tall lady. A lady that would have needed lots of care. People would have needed the care for her, look after her, shall I say, before she passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand of a lady like this there for me, there, Luanda?
Yes, my mother's mother.
Bless her heart, okay, because I know that she stepped forward from the spirit world at the moment to be around us. And, you know, she talks to me about, you know, of where you are in your life at the moment, because she makes me feel almost as if you're kind of like undecided over something. Do you understand that you're very much undecided in your life at the moment?
Yes, I understand.
And would I be right in saying that you, that where you're undecided, that you're kind of making yourself feel, and I don't mean this quite wrong, but making yourself quite ill because you are in mixed decisions, is that right?
Yes, very true.
Okay, and would I be right in saying that you, there, Luanda, that, you know, there's thoughts of, like, just, like, leaving everything of where it is and just moving on to our, maybe our next destination or, you know, I've had enough of where I am. Do you understand this?
Yes, very true. I was just talking the same that about half an hour ago.
Perfect. You know, because doesn't that, again, just demonstrate to us of how close the spirit world are there to you, okay? Let me just invite Tori in there. Tori, do you want to work here as well?
You know what? I really, I'm going to tell you about one card I pulled, but I really feel that Mike has a very powerful connection, Yolanda, with your grandmother.
So I want to let, I really want to invite her to give him the words of wisdom for you. But I only want to tell you, I pulled one card for you, which is the card of mysticism. And it is, it's also the known is, the unknown is known to you. So what's important here is that I feel that he has a message that your grandmother wants to tell you. And I feel that it will come through him. So I want to back up a little. And Mike, I want to let you give her that message. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, there. Let me just continue on there with what I was saying there to you, Luanda, because I know that your grandmother is so close around your vibration, and she makes me feel, you know, as if I want to be like kind of frustrated as well, as if things not going quite right in my vibration. Do you understand this?
Yes, I understand.
You know, and I feel as if it's driving me to a point of where I'm not even following my own direction anymore. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
You know, as I'm working with you, my stomach is churning over and over and over. Now, I know that that would be a condition that she had. I don't know whether she passed to the spirit world with like a cancerous kind of a condition, but I know that's what I'm feeling here. It's if it's like a cancerous kind of a condition that you're low under. Is that right?
She actually died. She had, she couldn't remember things anymore. She died of old age, basically.
Okay, but there's something to do with the stomach, okay? Now, if that's not her, that link's here. Who would you understand of someone here that's complaining of their stomach at the moment?
No, not that I, no.
Okay, where's the blood tests? Who's having blood tests?
A blood test?
Yes.
My daughter just had a blood test about 2-3 weeks ago. She had a miscarriage.
Okay. Because I'm not. See, I'm not. So you don't. So if she's had a miscarriage, you'd understand the stomach there, wouldn't you?
Oh yes. Now I understand what you're saying. Yes.
Okay. See, perfect. Because I know that. See, it's your grandmother's way of saying that she recognizes that issue there, that miscarriage. She recognizes the complications, the implications there that went on, and it's just her way of saying to you, hey, look, I'm around you. I'm there with you. I'm trying to support you. I'm trying to guide you every single step of the way, okay? So know that, you know, you and your daughter is not alone in this life. The spirit will walk side by side there with you and does their utmost best to be around you at the moment. Now, why would I want to say that to you that was it your grandmother that had to raise her legs up towards the end of her life? She had to keep lifting her feet up, bless her. Is that right?
At the nursing home, yes, they used to do that.
Okay, because I know that's what I want to do. I want to raise my feet up and raise my legs up there because I know she makes me aware of my legs. They keep swelling up here. So again, if that's a condition she suffered with, then bless her heart for bringing that forward so that you recognize her. But you know, she says here to me that you need to like go from strength to strength now, Yolanda. You kind of need to understand of where you are in your vibration because, you know, again, you don't give yourself enough credit for what you do. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I understand very, very, very much what you're saying.
Because I know that's what she tells me here, okay? And even though that you can't see the way forward at the moment, you know, you need to kind of follow your own inner tuition, follow your own gut feeling there because that's where the spirit world inspires us. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, perfect. See, because I know that's what she's come for. Now, would I be right in saying that you've been moving things, like moving your furniture or moving the stuff around your home? Is that right?
Yes, very true.
See, because she says to me, tell her that's when we were there with her. So know when you was doing this, that's the time that she was around your vibration. That's the time that she was there. Luanda, I got to end it there. I know that it's short and sweet, but you know, the message has been delivered there that the spirit will are around you, and that's the main thing. So I hope that's helped you this evening. And please take
the
love.
Yes, it has helped me very much.
Bless your heart. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading from the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in, yeah.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Yes.
Okay, Tori, I know that we've literally got 2 minutes left of airtime, so why don't you tell us where we can get a hold of you again?
ChakraWisdomOracle.com or ChakraWisdomOracle on Facebook.
And what's another Facebook page where you are right now? Something to do with a dragon?
Naked Dragon. And it's also nakeddragon.co.uk. If you register there, you'll find out about fabulous events in the UK and also perhaps everyone a chance to meet Mike Davies live next year when we get an event with him going, perhaps up in Wales. I'm just a saying. And that's how we say it in the American side.
Are you psychic by any way there?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's Mike. Oh, my God. Do we have time to talk about my gift for another hour? Oh, no, we I want to just acknowledge you, Mike, and say that was very lovely and very well done, and I really felt that that lady needed to – the grandmother came forward because of the miscarriage. So I want to just acknowledge you for that. That was lovely.
Thank you very much, Victoria. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, you know, check out the brand-new show on Mike Spirit FM starting this Tuesday, which is the 3rd of June at 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or even 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Tuesday evening here in the UK, the brand new show, Spiritual Connections, it's back. And it's back to stay for a little while. We've got some guests lined up here. I know that on Tuesday we've got probably about 3 or 4 guests lined up here for that. And the reason for that show, Tori, is if you have an ability, if you have an ability that you think that you can work with, come along, come and join us. Because that's the show where you'll be able to showcase your abilities right here at Mike Spirit FM. And, you know, I'll be there to walk anyone through that time, be able to help them, guide them, and truly kind of take care of them. And I think that's a wonderful place we can start. So that's right here, Mike Spirit FM, this Tuesday, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Spiritual Connections.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Well, it's not yet done before, and we're going to do it all over again. Tori, it's been wonderful working with you, but all is left for me to say it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info. Or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend. Or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sleep Manics and we tune in every week.